Today, are our major banks unquestionably strong? Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. New data suggests that our four major banks are less well capitalised than you might expect. So today we discuss the implications. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to make great content. Here's the link and it's in the comments below. Back in 2014, ex-Commonwealth Bank of Australia Chief David Murray led a financial systems inquiry, which recommended that Australia's banks should maintain unquestionably strong status from a capital perspective. Specifically, to avoid issues in a crisis, the review recommended that they should be in the top quartile of banks globally relative to their international peers in terms of capital strength. Murray told the Australian Financial Review on Tuesday that the unquestionably strong target was introduced to deal with two issues. The first was to ensure that if the government did have to support the banks in a crisis, they would eventually get their money back. And the second issue was to allow the banks to retain the faith of foreign investors in a systemic downturn, given the reliance on international debt capital markets. Now, APRA, the prudential regulator, was then given the task of defining the unquestionably strong target that share market investors at the time feared would force the banks to conduct dilutive capital raisings. The banks have indeed increased their capital since 2014, but it was only in July 2017 that APRA provided clear guidance setting a common equity tier 1 ratio target of 10.5%. And the banks were given 2.5 years to achieve that modest uplift, and at the time, bank stocks rallied on the limited targets and extended timeframes. APRA said that the 10.5% target also factored in expectations that global banks would increase their capital levels. Their subsequent papers did not change this fundamental target, even if the mix within it may change. But despite being depicted by the government and the media as among the most secure in the world, the big four banks are no longer unquestionably strong, according to an S&P Global Ratings Agency report recently issued. The reason is their exposure to record levels of household debt and declining real estate values. Based on a survey of 100 world banks compiled by S&P Global Ratings, Australian banks last year experienced among the steepest declines in their risk-adjusted capital, or RAC, pushing them into the bottom half of global rankings. They would need to raise billions of dollars to return to that unquestionably strong top quarter of lenders. And this is because banks in other major economies have bolstered their capital positions, while the economic risks posed by high levels of household debt and inflated property prices prompted S&P to penalise the Australian banks. This result was reported on the front page of the Australian Financial Review last Wednesday, but virtually nowhere else, and is another indicator of the potential property and financial crash that would have devastating economic consequences for the economy and households. The capital decline has placed the four major banks around the 40th to 50th percentile of surveyed banks when ranked by the RAC ratio. And that's the credit agency rating's preferred measure of financial strength. Now, that is well outside the much-trumpeted top quartile target, which was set by regulators as a result of the David Murray-led financial system inquiry. The AFR said that the S&P RAC ratio is calculated by dividing a bank's total capital by its risk-weighted assets. And the risk-weighted assets figure is adjusted by the agency based on the prevailing economic risk score of the country in which the bank operates. The RAC scores for the big four banks range from between 8.9% for National Australia Bank and 9.4% for Commonwealth Bank. That is below the average 10% ratio that APRA said would improve the likelihood of being perceived by financial market participants as having unquestionably strong capital ratios. The RAC ratios do, however, factor in the agency's dimmer view on the economic risks in Australia that had resulted from a build-up in household debt. S&P's decision in May 2017 to downgrade the economic risk score in Australia sliced about 90 basis points off the RAC ratios for the Australian banks, APRA said. And the prudential regulator said it preferred to calculate the RAC using a higher normalised economic risk score, which puts the banks in the 10% range. But the S&P commentary is yet another signal of potential trouble ahead. And by the way, if you value the content we produce, please do consider joining our Patreon program, where you can support our ability to continue to make great content. The link is in the comments below. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.